2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. Once again, we're going to read about Naaman, and then we're going to pick up and speak about a few other people in Scripture. And I know when you think about Naaman, you say, well, we've read that so many times, and we've heard that preached from so many times, and I understand that. Generally, we talk about, you know, and compare being leprous to sin. And I believe in a lot of ways it types sin, but I'm not going to go in that route. I'm not going that direction tonight. I want to try to take a completely different thought, I guess, than what I've ever preached, and yet I guess there'll be some similarities as well. You'll see as we go along. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and brought away a captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went out and told his lord, saying, thus and thus saith the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant unto thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. It came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh the quarrel against me. And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Let's stop reading here. Naaman was wroth. What does that word wroth mean? Naaman was wroth. That means he was intensely angry. Why was he intensely angry? What about the situation made him angry? You know, by the way, that's what I want to deal with, is anger. We're going to look at it from intensely angry, because anger is a human emotion. You know that? You can't get away from anger. It's part of us. It's who we are. I get angry all the time. I'm going to just get up here and confess mine real quick. I get angry all the time. What makes me angry? Look, sometimes, depending on what side of bed I get up on, whether I get angry or not. Sometimes me and my wife, we don't see eye to eye on things, and I get angry about it. Sometimes my kids may rub me the wrong way, I guess. I get angry about it. I get angry when I'm driving sometimes, and I feel like somebody's done me wrong, and I get aggravated about that, or drive up to the drive-through window to get a hamburger or something and feel like I can't ever get anything right. I'll get aggravated about it, mad about it. You know, we are told that you can be angry. Ain't that a good thing? I'm glad it's that way. You can be angry and sin not. Anger in itself is not sinful. Now, let me prove it to you. First Kings 11:9 says, and the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. God got mad at Solomon. He got angry. Use that word. That's what Scripture says. He was angry with Solomon. Psalm 7 verse 11. You write these down. 7:11. Psalm 7:11. God judges the righteous and God is angry with the wicked every day. Huh. Matter of fact, that means that there's at least a part of God that's angry every day. The way we know every day, He's angry. Now, He loves and He judges and He's blessing and He's merciful and His righteousness is perfect in every way. Oh, His mercies are renewed every day, and yet, because He sees the wicked, He gets angry with them every day. And yet we know God's not sin. So you can be angry without sin. Sin is determined by our response to anger. How we let it affect us, how we let it affect us in our heart, how we let it affect us in our actions, that determines sin. You know, now no doubt there's different types of anger and different levels of anger, and I'm not going to deal with all that tonight. Let's notice Naaman just a minute. Verse 11, let's go back. But Naaman was wroth. Okay, he was wroth. In verse 12, the latter part, it says, so he turned and went away in a rage. In a fit of rage, he decided to just go home. You know, you look at that, there's no resolve. There's no healing. Probably felt like he wasted his time, his resources. And I believe this, and I believe this is key, especially when we're talking about anger, just a blind fit of rage. I believe this is key. I believe part of this was he felt, he felt like a fool. Went all that way, and this man's going to tell me to go jump in the river. But he also elaborates on that. He said, I thought he would at least step out the door. He didn't even come out the door. I come all this way. I brought all this money. I brought these clothes. Sent a letter. He knew I was coming. He knew to expect me. And I got down here, and he has disrespected me. He can't even come out of his house. He sent this little servant, and he told me to go jump in the river. So he went away in a rage. Now, have you ever heard, I know you have, ever heard of a just blind rage? There's a reason why it's called that, blind rage. We might call it a blind stupor. There's a reason we call it that. Because sometimes when we allow anger to become rage and it consumes us, it will blind us. It'll blind us to making rational decisions. It'll blind us to hurting someone. Now, just blind, angry, with no regard to logic. You ever been there? I have. I try not to let myself go there anymore, but there's been times whenever I have. I'm talking about get so angry, you just don't even make logical sense anymore. Now, I thought about, I've seen football players, and they get angry, they lost a game. Boy, they'll walk in, hit the wall, break their hand. What about that makes sense? Nothing about that makes sense. But at the time, Brother Joe, that was just what I felt like doing. And now you've got a broken hand you got to deal with, and you didn't hurt the wall. And it makes no sense. On a regular day, you wouldn't hit the wall. But now you have, because you got so mad. There's people that are holding on to grudges or have holded on to grudges for 20 years. I know I probably said this before, but as a lady got aggravated with a woman in church, and come to find out it was her sister. They were aggravated. Sometimes it's family. Family make you mad. Well, they make you so mad you just want to spit. That's kind of the way she was. She got mad. They got mad at each other. And finally, one of them decided she wasn't going to go to church anymore. She'd quit going to church. The preacher went and talked to her. And she said, I tell you what, I can't sit in that church and look at the back of her head. There's nothing logical about that. But that, look, rage can get us there, can't it? I can't even sit in church. I can't even look at the back of her head. Rage can get us there. Naaman almost left his blessing. He let his anger cause him, he almost allowed it to cause him to die with leprosy. He made this long trip, brought all this money, put a lot of people out. A lot of arrangements been made. He comes down here and the man of God says, this is what you have to do. If you will do this, you will be clean. He said, but I thought it'd be some other way and I feel disrespected and I'm going away. I'm going home. And he went away in a rage. If it had not been, if you read the rest of it, it hadn't been for the little servant, say, Master, if he'd have asked you to do something simple, I'm sorry, something hard, you would have done that. You hear how he's trying to be reasonable, logical? Look, if he'd have told you to go climb a mountain, you'd have done that. Why can't you just do what he says? And just be honest with you, it's a wonder that little servant didn't get hurt right about then. He was taking a chance just reasoning with him. But he saw reason. Sometimes, you know, that blind rage, it just kind of puts us in a moment where we're not thinking clear and maybe something will snap us out of it and we're able to continue on. And yet sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes it causes us, you know, there's been people who have been so mad they've hurt people beyond compare. There's people that have gotten so mad that they have burned bridges that they will never be able to rebuild again because they were just so mad. Now, I know God's able to do all things and correct. Naaman recovered and he saw the value of listening. But there's many people that they'd never see that. There's some people, and this is really what I want to try to get down to tonight. There's some people that are angry with God. And they're angry with God because they feel like God has mistreated them some way. And because of that, they want to turn and say, I'm just not going to do anything God says. I'm not going to trust Him. I'm not going to listen to Him. And there's many people that are missing out on the love and even the salvation of God because they're angry with Him. Nothing about that makes sense, but that's just what it is. If we let our anger come to a place, that malice just build to where it's just a blinding rage. We're not even thinking clearly. Oh, how sad that is. Look over at Numbers 22. Let's read about Balaam. Balaam's another man that we're all very familiar with. And yet, this is one of the most interesting stories in all of Scripture to me. Verse 21, and Balaam rose up in the morning. Numbers 22, verse 21. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the prince of Moab. And God's anger, there it is, God's angry. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the field and went into the field, and Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path on the vineyards, of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself unto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. And he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass. And she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee that thou smitest me these three times? And Balaam said, get this now. And Balaam said unto the ass, Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, Am not I thine ass upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, Nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. Oh. Boy, anger can do some funny things to us. This donkey turned out into the field because he didn't want this angel with the sword drawn to slay them. It spooked him. He went out into the field. Balaam smote him, hit him. Then he gets between some vines and vineyard. He kind of, again, he spooked again. And he kind of pushes up against the wall and it crushes Balaam's foot. Balaam hits him again. Goes a little bit further. And the old donkey realizes, I can't go any further. This angel is here and he hadn't paid attention yet. If we go any further, he's going to kill us. So he just lays down. And right underneath, just lays down. And whenever he lays down, he smote him with a staff. He hit him. And the best part of this story to me, then the donkey begins to talk to him. Why'd you smote me? Why'd you hit me with this? Have I ever mistreated you all these years? Have I ever done you wrong? And he answers him. You know, can you imagine being so angry that rather than run from a talking donkey, you argue with it? I mean, that's what you're supposed to do if you get out here and the dog talks back to you. Look, we can talk to them like they're children if we want to when they start talking back. I mean, that should get our attention. But he's so mad at this talking donkey that he's arguing with it. You see, that's blind rage right there. Get you in trouble. You can't see what's going on. There's an angel ready to smite you, and you cannot even see what's going on because you're so aggravated. You, first of all, Balaam's not where he should be. He's trying to do God's people in. He's trying to figure out a way to mislead them and manipulate them. And look, God's trying to get his attention. And he can't see that because he is angry. You know, sometimes we as God's people can get away from God before we know it. And next thing you know, we about in the same kind of shape Balaam was in. I look at it. Can anger really do that to a man or a woman? Well, absolutely it can. You better believe it can. If we allow our rage to grow, it can consume us. Look, we cannot even effectively pray. The Bible tells us that if we want to really effectively pray, we're going to have to be at peace with our brothers and sisters. If someone has wronged you, you go to that person and get things straight. You get that forgiveness out of the way. And yet sometimes we can get so aggravated, we just, I tell you what, I ain't forgiven. And God said, forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Get it out of the way. Forgive. For Christ's sake, forgive. And yet, boy, anger can cause us to do some crazy things. Again, anger can cause a good man to throw a temper tantrum or to speak like a heathen or to cause a person to charge God foolishly. You ever charge God foolishly? There's a lot of people claim to be atheists nowadays. You ever talk to an atheist? Generally, an atheist is a person that once believed in God, sometimes very strongly believed in God, but somewhere along the way they felt like God let them down. And because God let them down, I just will not believe in Him anymore. And get so angry. Can I ask you something? How can a person not believe in something and still be mad at it? Do you know anybody that's a true atheist? Because I don't see how you can be angry at something that don't exist. But there's a lot, and look, the world ain't mad at God. Mad at God's people. But they don't believe in Him. You can't do that. Okay, so I worked alongside a man claimed to be an atheist one time back when I worked at Lazy Boy. And he would drop by my little station, and he'd come, he'd be all smiling and all arrogant, acting, chest poked out. Boy, he'd come up there. He'd start mocking me because I believed in God. Boy, he'd rub it in thick. And he always had a bunch of questions, and he won't know how I could believe such a thing. Why does it get him so mad that I believe in something if it ain't real? That's why it gets him so mad. He gets so mad. He would walk away sometimes and he would be spitting mad. I'm talking about so mad I thought he's going to hit me. He'd leave in a rage. Do crazy things. Talked to him one day and the truth come out. He said, I tell you what, I remember a time whenever I used to believe in God and he let me down. And he gave me a long story how God let him down. He said, I made up my mind that day I won't believe in him no more. So, I'm not so sure, Brother Joey, he quit believing in him as he just refuses to acknowledge him. That's really where a lot of people are. They just refuse to acknowledge him. And there the Bible tells us, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. He don't even believe it himself. He just don't want to acknowledge it. Tonight, are you letting rage blind you? And I don't know. I look around. It humbles me to preach a message like this. Don't kill the messenger. I look around. I think there's nobody here that this message should apply to. But I don't know our heart. Sometimes, I've seen where it would apply to me. But sometimes people are hurting their families because of a temper they just cannot get under control. Sometimes it's hurting our witness. Just a little, it don't take a little folly to hurt your reputation. And yet I've seen blind rage do just that, where somebody gets some mad. I tell you what, I know what the Bible says, but I don't care right now. All right, you take that and you try to come back and witness to somebody who heard you or seen you do that next week and see how far you get. You've just done some damage. Sometimes it's hurting churches. Sometimes it's just hurting us. If you're lost and you aggravated with God, I'll tell you what, you're hurting yourself. It's keeping you from salvation. It's hurting you. There's a lady got mad at John the Baptist. Her daughter went in and danced for the king. The king was pleased with what she did, said, I'll give you anything you want up to the half of my kingdom. And her mama said, get the head of John the Baptist. Can you imagine that? You're so mad at somebody, you can have anything you want, and you want somebody's head? Sometimes that's what rage will do. Right about there. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, he made that old king mad, didn't he? We're not even careful to answer you concerning this. We're just not going to bow to your God. And our God is able to deliver us. But even if you don't, we're still not going to bow. The Bible said his visage changed. His whole countenance changed. And he said, heat that furnace 7 times hotter than it was wont to be heated. It's not supposed to go that high. Heat it 7 times hot. In other words, Brother Freddie, regular death by fire is too good for them. They need extreme death by fire. Heat it as hot as we can get it. That makes absolutely no logical sense, but that's what happens whenever people get mad. And so mad that they let it blind them. You know what the bad thing about that is? When they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, it killed the servants that threw them in. It was so hot, it killed the people on the outside. See, that's foolish. And yet people, that's how a lot of people live. One blind rage to the next. Anger can turn us into very foolish people. Now, imagine, if you're here and you're lost, imagine being cast into hell because you are mad at the Creator. Or can you imagine gnashing on a man because he preached Jesus to you? You ever been that man where you're ready to bite somebody? We can turn and read about it. That's what they did with Stephen. So mad because he preached the gospel, they run on him and they gnashed on him with their teeth and then they stoned him to death. I'm going to ask you tonight as we come to a close to really, I want all of us and I want every one of us just kind of step back and let's evaluate our conduct. Has rage blinded us? If so, please let the Lord open your eyes. Let Him heal your heart. Let Him calm your spirit. And if you're lost, let Him save your soul. Don't let being aggravated about something. I'm going to tell you the reason bad things happen in this world is because of sin. Sin entered into this world because of the hardness of man's heart. And all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. So if you just put that aside, trust Christ so that you don't have to spend eternity in a lake of fire. Get saved tonight. Trust Him. Don't let anger blind you. And if you are saved, don't let it blind you to the point where it hinders your witness to others. Last verse.